Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The special election for a House seat in Western Pennsylvania is still too close to call.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes is on our news line. Nancy, this is razor thin. What's the latest?
The latest is that all of the absentee ballots have now been counted, and the two candidates are still separated by about 600, 650 votes. And the last thing that they need to look at is provisional ballots. And so it's highly unlikely at this point that the lead would change hands. There's just a small number of provisional ballots, but this is clearly not over because Rick Saccone, the Republican who has been trailing, his campaign has said that they are going to file a lawsuit over this. They feel that there were enough people that they witnessed who either had trouble voting for the person they wanted to vote for or switch their vote unsuccessfully. They are going to file a lawsuit. They are going to ask for a recount. And so while Connor Lamb has declared victory, Rick Saccone is in no mood to concede.
Nancy, even if Saccone does somehow pull this off and win, I mean, this is, in the end, still a big victory for Democrats just on principle, right?
Sure. When you look at the big picture, the fact that they were able to close this 20-point gap between where President Trump was 2 years ago when he won this district and where Rick Saccone ended up last night, they really did pull something off. It was pretty major. And there's a lot of spin coming out of Washington today. Republicans, even on the record, really trashing Saccone and saying that he was just a poor candidate. But also House Speaker Paul Ryan telling his Republican rank and file, look, this needs to be a wake-up call, that you cannot take your races for granted. This is going to be a tough environment for Republicans. You can't be outraised. You can't be outspent. You got to have a message. You got to push the GOP tax cuts and talk about how great they are for regular folks. Some of those action items were difficult for Saccone to accomplish in this case, and it's not all because he was a less than perfect candidate.
If a Democrat can run dead even, at the very least, in a traditionally red district in Western PA, how worried should Republicans be nationally?
They should be worried because there are a lot of GOP-controlled seats that are more competitive than this one was. This is probably going to prompt a number of Republican incumbents who were on the fence about running again to think maybe this isn't the year to go for a tough race. Maybe it's time to sit it out. This could also affect how much help Republicans want from the president in their race. The president came out to Pennsylvania's 18th district twice to campaign for Rick Saccone, and Democrats in the district really believe that that helped them. And it fired up Democratic voters who really don't like this president and saw the president's visits as a reminder of just how much they don't like it. It was energizing to them.
All right, Nancy, thanks. Good insight from CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.